Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our daily morning prayer and devotional. We're going to continue on in our Lenten devotional series, and our passage today comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Amen. All right, so in today's passage, I think this is a passage that many of us are familiar with, maybe I've heard many times before. But we read this story about Simon Peter and along with James, John, and probably also Zebedee, who were out and they were, fishing, and, they just couldn't catch anything, none whatsoever. And there's this day when Jesus comes along and he tells Peter to go out into the deep with him so that Jesus could teach. And Jesus tells him to also put out into the deep, to put his net into the deep, and he wanted to show him that there will be a miracle happening. There's going to be this miracle of Simon Peter catching so much fish to the point where his boat is about to sink, and he signals to James and John to come over and to help, and they fill both the boats with fish. I share this recap because I feel like maybe we've heard it so many times to the point where we kind of like forgot how amazing this miracle must have been for Peter and James and John to witness this. They were professional fishermen, and yet they couldn't catch any fish. But now they saw the complete opposite happening. And it says in verse 9 that he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. There's this astonishment in reaction to this miracle that had happened from Jesus. And I think all of us have experienced some kind of awe and astonishment and amazement at the miracle of Jesus in our own life, the work of God in our own life. Whatever that might be, maybe it's the work of salvation in your own heart, maybe it's the work of salvation in a friend or a family member, maybe it's an act of healing, physical healing or spiritual healing and freedom in another person. Whatever it may be, We've all kind of experienced some level of astonishment and awe and amazement at the work of God in our life. And that's what Peter experienced. All who were with him also experienced this astonishment. But this wouldn't have happened unless Peter had obeyed. In verse 5, in response to Jesus' command to put his net out into the deep and let down his nets for a catch, Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." If Peter didn't obey, and if Peter didn't take that leap of faith and say, "Lord, even though I haven't caught anything, I'm still going to do it because you said so. At your word, I will let down the nets." If he didn't do this, we wouldn't have seen this miracle of both boats being filled, completely filled with fish. I was wrestling with this verse, verse 5, actually, because I wonder if there are different situations in our lives where we kind of stop at the first part of Simon's response. We say, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." Maybe it's a different situation, obviously, not catching fish, but "Lord, I've tried following you and I've tried doing all the things you said, but nothing's working. And Lord, I'm just going to keep doing my thing at school and work. Lord, I've tried to love my friend. I tried to pray for my unbelieving family member, but nothing is happening." Whatever it may be, I feel like sometimes our hopelessness kind of leads us to kind of remain in that hopelessness rather than obeying God's word and putting our hope in Christ to believe that there might be something more. And I want to encourage us to wrestle with what those things might be. What are some of the areas where we've kind of dwelt in hopelessness? And I want to encourage you to know that perhaps if we obey God's word, we will see something more. We will see something miraculous happening in our lives. The work of God, manifested through our obedience. And so when we see Peter obeying God's word, we see not only does Peter recognize who God is, who Jesus is, which is why he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But Jesus also gives him an invitation and a new calling that he will no longer be fishermen, but now fishers of men. And there's this transformation that happens in ourselves when we obey God. When we come to obey the Lord, we come to see who Jesus is. And we receive this daily calling to follow him, to no longer be identified as whatever occupation we have, but to know that we are now fishers of men and women. And so today my main encouragement and my main encouragement for us is to consider in verse 5 how we might be able to obey God's word today. What is God calling us to do? Maybe something that we might think is impossible. Maybe it's continuing to pray for our family and friends who have yet to know Christ. We did the 3x3 yesterday. We started that yesterday. And, who are the three people in your life who have yet to know Christ and you want to intentionally pray for them and perhaps even invite them to come to our Easter service? Whatever it might be, Let's invite the Holy Spirit to give us that faith to say, yes, I will do your word. At your word, I will obey. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. And God, I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to lead us, God, in faith and hope to obey at your word. Lord, we thank you, God, that Peter obeyed your word. Even though there may have been some doubts and hesitations regarding your command to let down his nets into the deep, Lord, we thank you that he obeyed. Because without it, Lord, we wouldn't have seen this miracle, and we wouldn't have seen, Lord, and they wouldn't have been astonished at the work of your hands. And so, God, Lord, we just pray that we would follow, Lord, Peter's example, God, that even in the areas where we feel like you can't work, God, give us faith and obedience and hope to trust, Lord, that you are able to do more. So, God, thank you for who you are, and thank you, God, for the work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.